It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It would be helpful in this time that there's some flexibility, right?
Oh, I would imagine.
Lives have been inconvenienced.
Yep.
At best, lives have been inconvenienced.
Correct.
Right? There's a lot going through a lot worse stuff than you or I or quite a few people listening probably today.
I mean, people are out of jobs. People are in financial ruin. Companies are in financial ruin.
People are in the hospital.
People are in the hospital.
People are dying.
I mean, it's a bad time in America.
So it would help to be a little bit flexible.
It's the worst moment in our history right now, I would imagine.
Okay. Joe Kelly pitches for the Dodgers.
That's right.
Not a big fan of making accommodations. He appeared on a podcast from our sister station, WEEI in Boston. He was a former Red Sox as well. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to the possibility of wearing masks, like while you're playing, for him, that's a non-starter.
I don't think that'd be very comfortable.
I understand. Well,
I mean, what about the guys that like to chew tobacco during the game?
That's a very good point.
No, it's not.
I know plenty of guys that, I mean, I know it's not supposed to be done, but I know plenty of guys that are chewing tobacco. Like, how are you going to spit? You're going to have to like, keep going up and down. You touch your mouth. Like, it's going to be worse for you. I don't think, unless they made some kind of mask with a little hole in it, but then that defeats the purpose. So,
yeah.
I think if that was a thing, like, hey, Major League Baseball, we'll let you guys play, but you have to have no fans and surgical masks, I still think people would say no just because I wanted to do tobacco.
Oh, jeez. No mask because I want to spit chew.
I want to dip in the outfield, so I'm not wearing a mask and I'm not playing. Well, you know what then? Fine. Don't play. We'll find somebody else who will play, and when we get back to maskless baseball,
you're not welcome back.
I mean, you're not welcome back into the fold. And for Joe Kelly, a man who averages, you know, 54 games per year and 120 innings per game per year and an ERA hovering right around, you know, the four mark in Major League Baseball, he's a very expendable player. You know, when they go through an employment and they say whether or not you're an essential. Joe Kelly is not an essential member of Major League
Baseball.
Maybe
just speaking for the baseball people.
Well, no, I don't think he is. I think Joe Kelly is just probably speaking for himself.
I don't want to wear masks.
At this
can't
point in
spit,
time.
Spit, chew.
Right, you can't chew. I mean, how are we going to play baseball if I can't go out there and chew a wad of Red Man when we're running through a crisis right now where people in America are dying? I think in New York, one person every 2.6 minutes last week is what it was. I mean, how am I going to go out there and play baseball right now and give fans something, you know, to watch and take their mind off it if I can't chew tobacco? I'm just not going to go do that. Joe Kelly is a non-essential Major League Baseball player. There are many Joe Kellys out there that you can find, whether it be in the minor leagues or there's a guy on the scrap heap who, you know, not with a team or he's on a minor league deal or something like that. You can find plenty of guys like Joe Kelly out there who will go out there and pitch and do what Joe Kelly did. And to sit there and talk about that openly, that a lot of guys wouldn't play baseball with a mask on because they can't chew chewing tobacco, shows me that, you know, I've always believed that most baseball players are out of touch anyway. Like, they don't have to do anything for themselves. But this shows you how out of touch Joe Kelly truly is, that he doesn't understand the severity of the situation that is going on in America right now. If he made the case that some guys would have a problem playing with masks because it would, you know, maybe get in the way of their vision of them trying to identify a pitch at the plate or field a ground ball or something like that, I could say, okay, that's a baseball excuse, but I can understand that. To get out there and say people will not play with masks in Major League Baseball because they won't be able to chew tobacco and spit is one of the more out-of-touch things I've ever heard an athlete or somebody involved with sports say, and we know that athletes, for the most part, are out of touch with reality. Joe Kelly is out of touch with reality, and he's a non-essential employee, in my opinion, of Major League Baseball.
I mean, what about all the sunflower seeds? Like, what about all – like, Alex Gordon's not going to be able to blow a bubble doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, he's not going to be
– is that really going to stop him from playing?
Hey, Kamish, I know there's a lot on your plate. You're worried about keeping it safe and all, but have you pondered the need to spit or chew bubble gum.
I mean, these guys have been scratching themselves with cups on them for years.
These are real bottom line issues they need to get back to figuring out before we're back on the field.
How are we going to, like the fact that he brought that up means he's been thinking about this. And when the players start to regather and they say, we're going to be playing in masks, Joe Kelly is going to raise his hand in that meeting and go, but what am I supposed to do about my spit?
I speak for the chew spitters everywhere. Saying, I ain't doing this.
I mean, baseball players are known as the great scratchers and spitters of all time. Yeah. You're going to have to make an adjustment like the rest of the world.
Joe Kelly might retire if they told him they couldn't adjust anymore.
Well, again, he's a non-essential player in Major League Baseball. He's a dime a dozen relief pitcher.
New rule. You can't scratch your nuts. Joe Kelly's hanging them up. I'm done. I can't even.
He's out.
What do you expect me to do? I'm supposed to go 3 hours without scratching my balls on television?
Yeah, but how did guys scratch their balls with cups on? That's essentially the same thing. A cup is a mask for the balls. A mask for your—it's the same thing. Figure it out. You got underneath that cup.
Yeah, you get around it. You get around
get
the
some
edge.
Some of that Fremunda cheese.
Just
gotta
talk to some old school players to find out how. Then.
Hey, you guys in the 70s wearing these cups? How'd you scratch yourself?
You just kind of use the cup to your advantage. You use it as like a scratcher. Is what it is. You just kind of rub. It's aggressive.
So, just one more thing to put on the commissioner's desk to think about. Chew spit.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.